Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to the middle hour. That's hour two of Radio Law Talk. With Denise Dirks, myself, Frederick Penny, and our producer, Cal Hunter, three-time Emmy Award nominee but never a winner. Don't notice I have to say that fast because he interrupts me.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would too. I would too. So, again, those of you who have listened to our show, it's very important that we teach Cal this lesson. And please support Radio Law Talk. Really, we need your support. We want to get to 100 stations. We're getting close. But Cal needs an award. I don't care what it is. It doesn't have to be an Emmy. It doesn't have to be a SAG or whatever. It can be any award. We just want him to get an award to make him feel better.
Well, I have a pair of plastic legs with fishnet pantyhose in my front window. That's an award. Remember the move from the Christmas story?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Got it. That was going over my head. I'm thinking,
wasn't it a lamp?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so what happened, Cal, when you went to those award ceremonies, and it's not national. They have them like in California.
It's a Northern California Emmy nominee.
Right. But did you kind of get the hint when you came in and they sat you at the back table and
gave them my ticket, and the person on the list scratches his head and goes, what are they doing here? Now, my wife was with me. I'm getting embarrassed. And I said, who invited these two guys? I said, I'm a nominee. And the guy standing next to him goes, oh, yeah, right. Like that. Just like that.
And then they put you in the back and say, you know what? After the show, could you help us pick up the chairs?
Well, I said, would you mind putting on this white jacket? Just in case we need some help.
You know you're going to lose when that happens, right?
And the guy from Fresno, or the network-owned and operated station, walks by looking at you, looking completely down his nose at you.
Yeah.
He knows already he's got this cat in the bag, and I got nothing.
I got nothing. He's from Fresno. We don't have an affiliate in Fresno.
Well, yeah, ABC owns the network going on Fresno. Good, very good station.
We're going to get you something, though, Cal. We got to figure a way to win some sort of award. We'll do it someday. So the Radio Law Talk's taken off, and in fact, Denise goes, look at it, with someone in another state we're looking at it going, there's something similar to us, and it's not similar enough. But I said to myself, you know what, Denise? That's good. You know why? Because they know we're successful, and they're going to start, people are going to start following us.
Imitation, the most sincere form of flattery.
That's exactly
and
right.
Often the reason there are lawsuits.
Yeah, that's right. It makes us money, right? Well, this second hour, we're going to talk about a lot of things. If you want to call in at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529.
Fred, a new opening line for you. Often imitated, but never duplicated.
Often imitated.
But never duplicated.
Or duped.
Let's keep trying.
How about just duped?
Okay, even better. Oh, we're duped often.
Yeah. Duplicated. What I do say is it's the most exciting, entertaining, most exciting, interesting, and sometimes entertaining show on earth. That's what I do say. But this is really a lot of fun. We enjoy it. We're going to talk about no PPP loans for who? And I said PP loans the first time, but I want to make sure it's three P's. PPP. And Costco is us being sued for some interesting things. And should athletes in college be paid money? But before we do all this, Cal, we're going to have plenty of time. Do you have time just to lay out?
Oh, yeah, I can give you a scenario, sure.
Give us a scenario.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
All right, here we go. A woman worked in a restaurant that uses software, and this is rather common apparently, that does so-called rounding up of breaks. Let's say you start a break 2 minutes before the hour, comes back at 23 minutes after the hour. The computerized timekeeper records the break as a half an hour.
Right.
It's an automated system, but if the employee asks, their times can be entered manually by a supervisor, and the company wants to make sure this is important to a company so they don't get sued over you not taking your property. proper break.
Right.
It was designed to make sure the record reflected a half hour, even though that was not necessarily it to the second. The drop-down menu had options. The timekeeping symphony would first software. I'll be all right. I'm sorry.
Blah, blah, blah.
I got thinking of something else. The timekeeping software would first round out their people punching in and out before it was determined if the punches created a potential meal period violation, because an employer's obligation is to provide, at least in California, an uninterrupted 30-minute meal period where the employee relieved the employer was relieved of all duties and the employer relinquishes all control. You go to lunch, they have no control over you whatsoever. So, after that complicated setup, in April 2014, an employee contended the employer committed numerous wage and hour violations, including failing to provide compliant meal periods based in part on this rounding practice. The employee saw big dollars and thought maybe a lawyer would see a class action case. So, Denise Dirks, the real question, of course, is case or no case? What do you think?
Case. I believe, and it was in a restaurant, right?
A
restaurant company, so it was a larger company. I believe that there is a case here, and I believe that it can be a class action case, and there will be a payment made to the woman, because rounding up takes away from their income. And it
rounding up or rounding down?
Well, either way, that takes them, gives them, lets them work less time, so they get paid for free minutes that they should either have off or get paid for.
Right,
is what you're saying, right, Denise?
Yeah, that she should have that. Well, they're supposed to.
I'm confused.
Two 10-minute breaks too.
Right.
So if they round up, that what they're doing is they're only taking 5 minutes, but they're rounding up, or they're taking 6 minutes.
Yeah,
they're rounding up to 10 minutes, showing that they've got their full 10-minute break when they don't get their full.
It should be vice versa. They should round down.
Exactly. On the side of that. I totally agree. So I think what happened in this case is that it's a case, it's a class action suit, and that the restaurant company countersued against, not countersued, but brought another complaint in that suit against the automated company that did that.
The software designing company,
and
which
I think
probably who the restaurant company would go after, I would think.
Right,
maybe.
Exactly. So I'm going to say the employees win, and the restaurant company wins as well.
Interesting.
So the restaurant loses against the employee, but then goes against
the restaurant wins against the automated program.
But he didn't bring up the fact about the automated program. He didn't, this lawsuit, he didn't, that's not part of it.
Well, no, I did, but I won't lose just because
okay,
I added.
You're not going to lose because you added, just as long as you don't lose.
She could put it in there, that's okay. And Mr. Right. Penny, what do you think about this?
Ditto.
Oh, no.
I play some teacher here. I don't care what it is. You can talk about the moon and a lawsuit in the moon. Whatever she says, I'm following.
Can I change my answer?
Change whatever you want. I'm following you. So whatever she says, I'm doing, because I've got 46 points. I need 4 more points to win. And if she's right, we both move 2 more points. And it's strategic. She just can never catch me if I just follow her.
Strategically, if I know he's following me, I could purposely lose
Right. This is like in a basketball game when you're getting near the end of the coach said, look, just trade baskets with them. That's okay. Yeah, if they get one, we get one, they get one.
But Denise, you didn't think about that. You neck you will in the third hour. But
third hour, I have full control.
That's right. Fred. That's right. I'm in charge. All right, so I'm going to say same thing she said. Cal, I don't want you to tell us. I want you to just let's tease it for next hour, because we got about a minute left.
But let's just say this is one of those case or no case outcomes that has a multi-level flair to it.
Good.
One court rules one way, another court rules another, climbing all over each other.
Guess
to make
what the
a
best
ruling.
Part about it? He just tipped us off.
Yeah.
I'm getting some
cases.
Points.
Well, you know it's a case.
Okay,
yeah,
it's a case. Yeah, we know it's a case, but let's talk about what is going to happen after the hour's up. We got about a minute
left. For me, yeah.
And let's figure out what we're going to do about the PPP loans. So next segment, when we come back, talking about PPP loans for who? There's some people that don't get those PPP loans, and we're going to talk about that. This Costco customer thing is just bizarre, and I'm excited about it. I'm going to give a little more hint. It's about his ex-wife. It's not just about this man that's suing Costco. It has something to do with his ex-wife and what Costco and his ex-wife were up to.
Costco after this.
Well, like I said, please, if you know what you're going to go get, then it's a different story.
Renew my membership, will you, please, when you're there?
Okay.
Right. Keep your seatbelts on. Let's come back.
Radio Law Talk will continue in just a little bit. Stay right.
This portion. portion of Radio Law Talk is brought to you by Strauss Naturals. For more information, go to StraussNaturals.com.
That's Strauss, StraussNaturals.com.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
Hi, my name is...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
All right, we were talking about our case or no case, and Denise basically decided as follows. She decided a restaurant company that was had their little computer that would round up when an employee would go to lunch or go to, let's say they take their break, say it's a 15-minute break or whatever they take or they're allowed to take, and they take a 12-minute break, and it would round up to the 15. So they got sued, and Denise said that, well, Denise said it is a case, and Cal hinted it was, and Denise said that the restaurant owner goes ahead and sues also the computer company, and the employees also win. And I agreed with everything she said.
So we know that this is a case. Got that part right. Way to go. Good job. So now let's get into what actually occurred at the court level. If I understand this correct, the trial court and appeal court ruled the rounding practice on both ends of a break is inconsequential. The trial court and appeal court said that rounding practice on both ends of the break is inconsequential. Doesn't matter.
That doesn't matter.
But then the case went to the state Supreme Court, and they disagreed.
Yes, I knew they would.
The court held that even if the rounding rules are appropriate, rounding is not appropriate for meal periods exclusively.
Right.
But especially a meal period. Have to get that right. A meal period must be at least 30 minutes in length and must start no later than the fifth hour of work. Any meal period that does not comply with these rules, no matter how slight or insignificant, triggers meal period penalties.
So in other words, what they should have done is it's 32 minutes that they took on their 30-minute break. It should round down to the 30 instead of rounding up if they took a 27-minute break to the 30.
Well, what they should do is make sure they get a 30-minute break and that it's recorded properly.
Yeah, but you know what, though? What's weird? Let's just be honest. I mean, do employees sit there and go, ping, oh, run quick, jump in your chair, you know? No, I mean, they're going to be one way or the other.
I've been in a supervisorial position where I had to do just that, run stopwatches to make sure that people got their time.
Yeah.
You know, and that's
I personally just hate that, and I've been fighting so hard getting time clocks or anything like that.
Because
I think you should be on an honor system.
I agree.
But I
trust my employees.
But honor systems only work if the employees trust the boss.
Or vice versa.
They don't.
The boss trusts the employees.
It's actually both ways.
It's got to be trusted both ways. But the same employees say, well, look, I'm supposed to get 30 minutes. Every day you give me 25. That means that's an extra half hour break. You know, once a week I don't get.
Yeah, but that's why the employers have to be sure to follow the law.
Exactly.
Well,
right.
Now with the COVID, though, it's even weirder. I mean, more weird. I guess I don't know if weirder is a name, but Denise, how do you? Okay, you're at your home. There's not a time clock at your home. Did you punch in? How does that work? You know,
it doesn't work all the time very well.
It really is honor. Now, the court held any policy that would infringe on an employee receiving a full timely meal would frustrate the public policy behind meal periods, and thus rounding is not compatible with that purpose. Case. And plaintiff wins wages owed. At this point, it did not turn into a class action suit, but it certainly did turn into one of those big Chamber of Commerce posters that you get hanging on your wall, you know?
Yeah, right. I've got one of those.
48 to 40 what?
5.
Oh, you're catching up.
And now next time on Case or No Case, next time, the crooked cop and the stolen iPhone.
Coming up next hour on Case or No Case,
and there you have it.
Thank you very much. Join us. If you want to comment or do anything with us, just go follow us on Instagram and TikTok. On Twitter. Instagram's is one of our where we post most of our stuff. We do some Facebook. Go to our Instagram and our Twitter. Follow us. Join us. We pop stuff on there off and on, and we love to have you following Radio Law Talk. With Denise and I here, we're talking about some interesting things. So the PPP loan. Let's talk about the PPP loan. Apparently, and this is something that I studied, but I didn't know. Sometimes things that that we bring up and talk about, I have no idea. And so apparently, PPP loans only go to certain businesses, not all businesses. And there's now lawsuits from some businesses saying that it's unconstitutional, it's free speech, and it's not fair that only certain businesses receive.
So only businesses owned by relatives of politicians get the loans. Is that how that works?
There we go. That's
first of all, the PPP loan is a federal loan.
But here you have to understand, there's exceptions. Here's the exception.
There we go.
Any live performance, right, this is a quote, live performance of a What is that?
Purient
sexual nature. I don't know what purient means.
Well, that don't means you that... remember the Supreme Court case that says talks about pornography? Uh-oh. And then they said it's hard to define, but you know it when you see it.
I don't know what pornography is, but I know it when I see it.
Right? I don't remember that.
Yes.
I know it when I see it. Let me see it. Let me make sure.
Well, I think purient, isn't it defined with the purposes of arousal? Isn't that what purient kind of means?
But this is a family show, so we got to be careful.
What it means.
Kind of a family show. Let's we don't want to get into that. So what they do is they bring a lawsuit, these strip clubs, and says, you know, that's not right. This is in New York, and the second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that, you know what? They basically said that the exclusion is a discrimination. Well, the argument is, wait a minute, let me make sure I get this right. Their argument is that the exclusion, because of what they do, amounts to a discrimination and violation of their constitutional rights. So,
and it's a gentleman's club, right?
Yeah, and the second court of U.S. Court of Appeals said, too bad, you're not eligible. So, it'll go to the Supreme Court. So, I guess the question is, is this true? And maybe, you know, I haven't had time to look it up. They're saying the stimulus checks are going to prisoners.
Yes.
Well, then why can't these guys get PPP loans?
Well, because prisoners are getting them fraudulently.
Right.
And they're just starting to figure that out. Like unemployment in California, they said, it's going to be $1 or $2 billion. Now they're saying $30 billion in unemployment fraud in this state alone.
That went to the prisoners.
Went to prisoners and other
states. Is it true that the federal stimulus package includes or allows people in jail to receive?
No, it's not supposed to.
There's an exclusion for that.
All right, well, we'll be back.
Has been fraud.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about Costco.
All right. In fact,
we love Costco.
Northern California congressman filed got a bill passed making it illegal for prisoners to receive welfare payments, which they were getting. So anyway, Radio Law Talk continues in a bit. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170.
Are you struggling with a high cost of prescription medications? How would you like to save up to 90% on your medications and have them delivered for free? Now you can with one simple call. Yes, save up to 90% on many of your prescription medications by calling A+ BBB accredited healthwarehouse.com based in Florence, Kentucky. No gimmicks, no coupons, no cards to use. And all prescriptions are FDA approved and safely sent to your home with free delivery. Here's one example of your savings. A 90-day prescription of generic Lipitor can cost $90 at your local pharmacy. Healthwarehouse.com offers the same medication for about $20. Find out how much you can save on your prescription medications and get free delivery with one free call right now.
Call 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229. That's 800-734-1229.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden will travel around the country next week to promote the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan. At a Rose Garden event, the president said the bill, with its $1,400 direct stimulus payments to most Americans, will bring peace of mind.
Think of the millions of people going to sleep at night staring at the ceiling thinking, my God, what am I going to do tomorrow? Lost my health care, don't have a job, unemployment runs out, I'm behind in my mortgage. What are we going to do?
Rallies are happening in Louisville, Kentucky, to honor the anniversary of the shooting of Breonna Taylor. She was shot and killed as police were executing a warrant at her home. Activist Tamika Mallory spoke.
We will continue to call her name, and we will continue to stand up for freedom and justice in the city of Louisville.
This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Radio Log Talk.
Now it's time for more Radio Log Talk.
So many people in this audience and people have been divorced, and that's a normal, I'm going to say normal, 50%.
It happens.
It happens. A lot of it happens. And so what happens is sometimes is your ex, you get along pretty good with your ex. I mean, I've seen a lot of divorces that were amicable, and the ex and the ex get along pretty good. Like I know a certain person that is not here today gets along with his ex, and they have a good relationship. And it sounds like in this Costco case, the ex-husband and the ex-wife had a pretty good relationship.
Right.
Right, Denise? They maybe even trying to get it back together.
It seems like they were trying to get back together. And, you know, they started to do things that are customarily what you do when you're married. Like, you know, hey, honey, can you pick up my prescription at Costco? And, sure. I'll do that for you, no big deal. And, of course, that person knows the address and any other information that needs to be said.
Sure.
And so what happens in this particular case is that there's a former husband and his former wife are reconciling. And the former husband had previously been given a prescription that let's say, that he didn't really want to take, nor did he want to admit to needing.
Right.
And
the doctor said, hey, maybe you need this.
Yeah, the doctor said that. And he said, nope, cancel that. I don't want that dysfunctional prescription.
Well, it was like a Viagra, whatever it was. It was just dysfunction.
I think it was for erectile dysfunction,
right,
not necessarily
right.
Viagra,
increase.
An ED prescription.
Yeah.
Something
okay.
like that. And so then he told the doctor to cancel the prescription
right.
and called Costco and canceled that prescription.
Right.
I don't want it. So then he asked his former wife to go in and pick up another prescription for him. She was going to Costco anyway. And so she did.
Yeah.
And so when she got to Costco, she was given his prescription. Plural,
yeah,
and it disclosed the ED prescription medication.
Well, back
I said,
up.
Not going there.
Yeah, back up. What's the employee do? They say the employee laughed about it. They had a little giggle about it. The employee and the ex-wife. Let's see. What's the word I want to say? And again, this is all allegations right now, right? Joked about it. The husband who's doing Costco is saying, again, in his papers, that when the ex-wife spoke with the individual that works at Costco, that they joked about it. The employee and her joked about it.
Well, how would he know that?
Well, he's handing her.
Well, she breaks up with him because of that.
But she probably breaks up with him because since they're reconciling, he probably has no need of it with her. And she's thinking he's taking this because he's being unfaithful to our attempt to reconcile.
I don't think so. I have period interests.
She's the one using the pill.
No, it's not that. It's that she doesn't want him to have that dysfunction. She's done with him.
That's what I'm saying.
You have that dysfunction? I'm out of here.
Wow. Wow, those dang ladies.
Cut it off at the neck.
there's got to be a bumper on that one. Find a bumper for that one.
Goodness, what did you just say? There will be no cutting anything off at the neck, okay? None, no.
That's Denise Dirks.
No, please.
So a trial judge has tossed the suit, right, at this time, and... So the appellate judge, the Supreme Court,
they went all the way up to the
Arizona
Supreme Court.
Arizona Supreme Court, right.
And they said he doesn't have to allege bad faith.
Right.
Right? The HIPAA laws do not bar the state law for tort claims, so it's a
HIPAA, you know, tell me what HIPAA is.
Sorry.
Medical
HIPAA,
Privacy Act.
Yes.
Right. That's a federal law, right?
Correct.
Right.
And he said, the Supreme Court said that he can cite the HIPAA laws to help establish the standard of care, and that the tort in this particular case could be intentional infliction of emotional distress, disclosure of private matters. I mean, there could be a lot of different types of torts that were done. And then Shepard will have to rebut by clear and convincing evidence the presumption that Costco acted in
right.
good faith, because there was an Arizona immunity statute that was at play.
Well, hold on, Cal, before I get to you. So basically what it comes down to, what people have to understand, he didn't win. All the court says is, yes, it's going to go back to court. We're going to remand it back to the lower court is what they do and say, now you can have your day in court and go to trial.
Right, and this is what you're doing.
Yeah, and because they kicked it out. The lower court kicked it out, and the appellate court said, you can't do that. You're not going to do that. You didn't win. And then
I think there's another point to consider, Fred,
yeah.
And that is that sometimes Cialis, Viagra, other of these ED medications are prescribed to people for blood pressure medication, which is how they came to be discovered in the
right.
place.
Right.
So there's a daily, my understanding is, of course, I would never know this.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Wait,
I know this. There is
it.
A daily Cialis that you
air.
Take in lieu of daily blood pressure medication.
Really?
That
and he
helps.
Knows this because of a friend.
No, I know this because I take it. I know this because
my friend.
My doctor told me my options. No, I'm just saying. I mean,
that's how it started. It started as a blood pressure medication or to handle blood pressure,
right.
And that's how
and
they found out about it.
The researcher tried it on himself, and then he went, what's happening in the land down under here? And then this company said, Pfizer said, we are going to make bank off of this stuff, man.
Dang, why didn't I invest in that one?
Right, yeah.
But anyway, so
you didn't see it coming.
Denise, now, come
wait,
on now.
Okay, here we go. So we're gonna stop that one. Do one of the little kitty bump. This is the rock of our Radio Law Talk has one rock and the foundation. That's Denise. The three boys are wild and out of control.
Come on.
Yes, and then Denise is getting out of control. I can't believe that.
I'm so red right now.
She's laughing. She's making all kinds of
noise. Okay. Poor people right. in their car listening to the show are going, oh, here we go.
Let's move on. Let's talk about college athletics. Oh, Denise, I can't. Cal, you know we have.
Is it getting warm in here, Fred?
Yes. You know the best of? We have best ofs.
Yes.
I'm going to write that down.
Make a note that we should
do this.
No,
this is a best of.
What boys are weird.
Hour two at 10:30. I've got that. Hour two at 10:30. Okay. So we're going to talk about college athletics. Now, I don't know if those of you who know who I am, I'm a personal injury lawyer, and I still am, and that's my mantra, but I've always known athletes. My daughter was a super athlete, and I've known, I got a family member that's an athlete. A number of family members are, and so I've gotten to know athletes. And I'm not talking in the high school. I'm talking in the college realm and in the professional sports realm.
And Fred knows me. I mean, think about all the athletes he knows.
And I'm actually, I've given advice to NFL players and college players, and by the way, I don't charge them. I do it as a more of a friend. And I see these young men coming out of football. And I see basketball. I see, sports. My daughter was a swimmer, superstar swimmer. And they come out with these serious lifelong injuries. My daughter's, hip and a shoulder. She's a butterflyer. That shoulder's going to come out. You talk about swimmers. I love swimmers. My family are full of swimmers and super good swimmers. But guess what? People aren't there to watch the swimming, but they sure go to the football game. And everyone thinks the basketball is the biggest draw. Football is such a huge sport and money maker and drives the money to the colleges.
It probably depends on the schools. There are a lot of schools for which basketball is the big dog.
Yeah, you're going to talk Duke. But, right. But I'll tell you right now, the Duke football probably makes more money. I don't know. But a lot of them, you'll be shocked at how much money the football makes. Because volume alone, just volume of people in there. Some of these stadiums hold, Tennessee Stadium hold 101,000?
Yeah, Michigan's 101.
101, 101,000. And they're making a billion. Look up, Denise, while we're doing how much. I think it's Ohio State's the number one. And football, how much they make in football, and I think Michigan is one of the top ones. But guess what?
Football is the top for colleges and for making money.
But Kentucky, Duke, they have two games a week. Football has one, but they only seat 10 or 12, BYU seats 20,000 in the
So here's the point I'm trying to make. They bang themselves up, and what do they get? And then people go, and I've heard people argue, well, a scholarship's worth money, a degree is worth money. Don't get me wrong, that's great.
It is.
I agree with that. Yeah. But do you want to suffer the rest of your life with surgeries, with concussions, with fractured hips, with torn Achilles, with all these injuries the rest of your life? Yeah, and your head, that's what I'm saying, concussion, head problems, and you gave it up for the school that made hundreds of millions of dollars off you, and yet you can't even get, can I just get an endorsement by X business that can pay me an extra $20,000 for this football season?
Right.
And they're saying no. The NCAA is saying no.
Car dealer, anything.
I want to stay on this because when we come back, this is going to the United States Supreme Court. And now the Justice Department is weighing in. And let me tell you, I'm glad, knock on wood, they're all jumping on board. It's funny. Liberals and conservatives are jumping on board for the athletes.
Yeah.
And I think that's the right thing to do. And Denise and I are going to talk about that when we come back. But give you some insight from a guy who deals with this. We'll be back.
Yeah, so should college athletes get paid? Well, people have their opinions. The opinions that matter will be the guys and ladies in the black robe on the Supreme Court. So they are weighing in, and you can weigh in too. Give us a call if you want to and talk about it. This is Radio Law Talk.
RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information...
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
That's
you're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
So talking about college athletics, the case that's going up to the United States Supreme Court, the Justice Department is weighing in, jumping on actually the athlete's side. The lawsuit, generally speaking, I knew this, there's unspecified damages. And basically, they want association-wide rules, that's through the NCAA rules, that the athletes are able to receive money for their likeness, TV and radio rights, social media rights, and there's no specific mention. But I know as to head this off, the NCAA said they're going to make changes to allow athletes to get more money to knees. What, by 2023, they're going to implement their own decision, their own.
Yes.
But, you know.
This all started really as a result of a lawsuit, or as a result of a rule that, or a law that came into being in California.
Right.
And other states jumped on that bandwagon saying, you know, these athletes should not be limited just to scholarships. Mm-hmm. It's not enough. They can't live on it. And they're expected to dedicate their whole entire lives to this sport and also stay, you know, in their school and education to a certain level. And they need some help. I mean, everybody's kind of recognizing that they're living in squalor sometimes because they just don't have enough money.
Right.
And the types of compensation that the NCAA had limited was like media revenue or like their likeness, like you said, their reputation, their names, for goodness sake.
Right, they're using their names to make money on.
Right, and their images, everything like that.
Right.
So what they're considering now is allowing for there to be some kind of a share in the revenue that is created by the football programs, and they're going to consider that they're going to allow for the athletes to get their agents early, because right now they can't get agents even, and who's helping them to do any contracts or any, they can get, you know, things that are taken advantage of. So they're going to allow for that, and then they're going to allow for there to be some way for them to you know, use their likeness. And now the colleges will still control the college you know, mascots and and the uniforms and the colors and
so
you know, all of that.
That, like, the athletes probably won't be able to use the college uniform to make some money for their likeness.
Or unless there's a split.
Yeah, because I think what's going to happen is it's going to be, okay, there's so much money you get for playing, let's see, in the championship game, you know? Yeah, you're wearing this school's uniform, but we're using your name and likeness to make a ton of money. People are showing up because you're a superstar.
Yes.
And people are showing up to our, you know, basketball game or our football game, and by far football's the largest. And I think they're going to get a cut of that. And what percent, I don't know. But here's the interesting thing. Here's some, let's just use Ohio State, which, by the way, I like Ohio State. But according to the internal budget summary by Ohio State Athletics, they brought in just the athletics department in 1 year from 2019 to 20, $228 million in revenue. Now, let me tell you, the majority of that was probably football. And I'm telling you, probably.
Yeah.
Ready for this? And so athletes get basically nothing. They get their education, get some. And by the way, at one time, Denise and Cal, I've watched this because my daughter was an athlete at a D1, top D1 college, and my son-in-law, she married an athlete. They limit what you can get. Okay, you have a card, and you go get your food, and you're only allowed to get so much food that you can't get extra. Well, I'm hungry. Well, you know, there's ways to, but it's ridiculous. And they get, literally, I know the amount was, I think $1,500 is what they, for the
entire year?
The entire month to spend. But don't forget, these kids, some of these kids have their car that they run around in. They got a car payment. They got to have their outside food other than what they get at the school. Any entertainment they do, whatever, is, that's not a lot of money. And by the way, I'm almost positive that includes even their rent for, and they got to apply their medical. So it's like $200 a month. They got it. Comes out of that.
But many full rides include, to be fair, many full rides include dorm. They include, I mean, they include all many. Top tier guys.
But what I'm trying to tell you, what I do know, because I've dealt with this as a lawyer, they have the option to take the money and go. Say they don't want to be in the dorms. They're a senior.
Right.
They go to a normal apartment. So they give them the money to go to the apartment. But the amount of money they give them doesn't cover an apartment. You know. It covers maybe half of it. Yeah, you can live in an apartment as an athlete, but it's got to be a squalor apartment.
Or you got to have four guys sharing the same place, you know.
And so, long story short, but what happens if you're married and you're both going to school, right? And that's an issue. So here,
wife gets a good job.
That's true. Or your husband, or vice versa.
In the short term, right?
Yeah. If you're a female athlete, you hope your husband does, right. Or your significant other, whatever. So here's the point. According to what I've read and understand, this is SI.com, says Ohio State, what does the coach make at Ohio State, the football coach?
Well, more than $1 million.
Hmm. I think 850.
2020. 7.6 million.
What?
7.6 million a year.
Highest paid state employees in most states are football coaches at state universities.
Well, see, what people don't understand also is not just, see, the state doesn't just pay them, Cal. They get the donors, they have them put money in, and so the state goes, we can only afford $2 million, but the donors put money in and make it so they get higher you know, salaries. $7.6 million in Ohio State is what the football coach is going to
pay. Wow.
So, I mean, good for him. Athletes get nothing.
Good for him, but how is that fair when the people he's coaching basically get nothing?
That's exactly right.
And I think they have to be really careful with their social media accounts, and they're really restricted on a lot.
Yeah,
right?
So I think it's going to be interesting. Let's watch it and see, but we're going to follow this. This is going up to the Supreme Court. Arguments are in, I believe, are March. End of March is the, when's the?
Okay, Fred, you're king for a day. How much should they get?
Look, outside the box. This is not a lawyer talking.
Your opinion. My opinion. Fred Finney's opinion.
I think the following. Number one, they should get a certain amount of money per month from the university. Not $1,500, but I'm saying, and I think it depends on the look, University of Tulsa is not going to pay what Ohio State or Michigan
and the great athletes make more money,
right,
just like they would. You
right.
know, yeah.
And I hate to say this, and I know this is not fair, but the football players, who's making the most revenue? Should the guy running track get the same amount of money that the running back for Ohio State gets?
No.
No. And so I think there's got to be some sort of proportionate amount according to, you know, where the revenue's coming in, right? And so I know that sounds, people don't like that, but that's part of the
business. Simple fact, and that's exactly what will happen, though. A judge will get involved and say, well,
nobody should
get more than $50 more a month because we want to be fair. Guess what? Athletics is not fair. It's a competitive venture. If you get in a competitive sport and you do well, you get more money than if you go out and play sand volleyball.
Right.
It's just how it is.
Right. What do you think?
And I think that it's pretty cool that both our past administration and our current administration, which are very different politically, they both have supported this same issue.
Yeah.
And I think it's a non-political issue. I think compensation for athletes is extremely important.
Yeah,
but I do think it should be capped.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And I do think that it should be equalized. I don't think that a football quarterback should be making all this more than other ones. It should be somehow equalized with maybe a little bit of more incentive.
Well, perhaps within the team they could do it that way.
That's what I'm thinking.
Football,
that's
not fair. A guy running track is getting, and yet the quarterback that's bringing in everybody to 100,000 people in the stands should get the same amount of money in NCAA. That's great. But I think we could agree on this, Denise. Somehow there's got to be a payment that equalizes to everyone, and then there's another department where they get more, you know?
Well, that's because if it's on their likeness and on their own stuff, they should get more.
Right.
If it's based upon, you know, the benefits they get through the universities or the colleges, then it should be equalized.
They can all be the same, and they can get a commission off their jersey sales and a commission off their likeness, and they can have their own TV show and get paid for doing that. I mean, that's what happens now.
I think that's exactly right. I think these athletes, you make, you know, and they're wearing, say, Ohio State, whoever the quarterback is, sell those jerseys, and that kid gets a percentage of that jersey.
I know that my whole family bought Mariota jerseys at one time.
Yeah.
If he got to make a little money on his name, that would have been good.
I think we're all for that, and we're going to come back and just do a very brief discussion about a man convicted of murder.
That's next hour here on Radio Law Talk. So
all right, are we going out, Alte? Is our time good?
Yeah, we're 30 seconds to go.
All right.
You can tease out if you've got.
I could tease out, but we're going to briefly talk about one, you know, very sad thing, which is the George Floyd thing, about the family receiving $27 million in a settlement with the Minneapolis police. We'll be back.
And we'll be right back with more Radio Law Talk after the top of the hour break. We resume at 6 minutes after, so stay here or go to RadioLawTalk.com to hear the rest of the show.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.